Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Let me just begin by saying how grateful I am that you are studying God's Word. God has given us the Bible. It's like this huge love letter that says, I love you, mankind, and I want you to live with me forever. But you got a problem. Your problem is that you have sin, error, and wrong in your life, and that will keep you separated from a relationship with me. And in the Bible, we learn that he gave his son Jesus to be our Savior and Lord. He died on the cross for our sins, and he was raised from the dead after 3 days, so that when we put our faith and trust in him, we will be forgiven of our sins and inherit everlasting life from God. That's the reason we go to him in prayer. God loves us. He wants us to know his word. And so we want him to be invited to be with us. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we know you love us. We know you've given us your word. And today we ask by your Holy Spirit that you'll guide us into all truth. Give us the ability, we pray, O Lord, to live according to that truth. And may all the glory for it go to you. We just want to be pleasing in your eyes. And for all these things, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Peter Said, Not So, Lord. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 8. The physician Luke wrote how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, You went into men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. And in chapter 11, verse 8 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter told the Jewish believers, I said, Not so, Lord, where we read, But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth. The verse begins, But I said, Not so, Lord. Luke began with the words, But I said, which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, I, Peter, uttered, declared, and proclaimed, and answered, Not so, Lord, or no, and not in any way, Lord, which refers to the one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, master, and the title given to God, the Messiah. Luke shared how Peter relayed to the Jewish apostles and believers how he said, No way, as he identified the voice as the Lord. The verse goes on to say, For nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth. Luke continued with the words, For nothing common, which means because since and on account that not one thing ordinary, general, or unhallowed, or unclean, or not cleansed, ceremonially and morally lewd and foul, has at any time, which means has ever, and neither at any time, entered into my mouth or come into my, Peter's, physical orifice in his face, used for eating and speaking. Luke shared how Peter told the apostles and believers that not one thing that was unhallowed or ceremonially lewd and foul ever came into his mouth. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter recounted how he told the voice that he would not eat the animals, reptiles, and birds because they were unhallowed and morally lewd. He shared with the Lord how he had never eaten anything like this before. God knew this about Peter. And because he desired to share the gospel with all the world, God would challenge him in an area he had never encountered before. God loves everybody, and he desires to have a personal relationship with them through his son, Jesus. When they yield to him, they will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Let all who read and hear Peter's words submit to Jesus who is able to tread outside of the religious practices and traditions of men to offer his gospel of salvation to everyone in the world. Next time, Luke shares how Peter told the Jewish believers, "The voice answered me again from heaven." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.